You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
March 31st.
Whoop, whoop. Enough of that March madness. Jeez. Tell me that.
We've had our own version of March Madness, buddy.
Yep.
It just wasn't the one we thought it was going to be. So, welcome aboard. We're going to get through all this. Let's just be smart. Let's hold everyone. Let's have everyone toe the line. Right? All these elected officials.
Yeah, good luck with that.
I know. Nice. I know. But this is where they get goofy.
Yeah.
This is the especially locally, this is the dangers of having the C team running your town. Not the A team. We're definitely not the A team.
No.
There's a couple of B teamers out there on the people in control, right? People in control of this town. A lot of Bs and C players. Like in the old days, we'd say, well, you wouldn't want them running your photo mat, let alone run a city of 1.4 billion. We have so much stuff to talk about today since the last time I saw you. One, we have to clarify what the governor had two big decisions. Well, two big things yesterday. One was actually a really hard change, which is no school for the rest of the year. Sorry, online learning only, which pretty much means no line learning.
Are you kidding me? Who's going to go? Yeah. Okay, now you go to your room and log in and learn.
As my daughter and some of her friends have said, I said, what are we thinking about here? What percentage of, you know, these kids that are going to public school in high school right now?
Yeah.
They're thrilled because they couldn't. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
They're like, it's about 70% of the school.
They get a pass or fail, and they already passed, so let's go.
Look at the U of A. You can go pass fail now at the U of A semester.
That's great.
Well, they just want
your
money,
doctor.
They just want your money. The U of A. Let's get real. This is an easy one for the U of A. Like, let us keep your tuition money.
Yeah.
And you can go pass fail, and you know the kids and the parents are like, oh, that's great.
That's great.
And then when later you say, well, why is that a pass? Oh, remember Corona? Oh, Corona. But a lot of pissed off kids out there, believe it or not. There's a good amount of them, especially if you like going to school.
Yeah, the kids who are into it, yeah.
You know, and you participate in sports.
Or right. Anything, any after. You got all these friends doing all these things, and now you guys can't see them, you can't do it.
Imagine if you're a senior and you play a spring sport, right? So my daughter has lots of friends who play CDO softball.
Okay.
Right? They played the four games, then it was over.
Yeah.
Have a nice day. So you had that going on. And then Doug dropped that was the morning one. And then Doug dropped this other thing, which according to the five times I read it, doesn't change much.
No, I didn't see much of a change.
So it was the idea that I feel like, he was getting this criticism from Rahina and her buddies, Kate and Coral.
Rahina, that's
right.
Yeah.
Giving him crap. Does anyone understand that if Doug Ducey just said right now, right, we're going to close down every damn business in Arizona for everything, you all stay home, all right, that still would not be good enough for Rahina, Kate, and Coral. Remember that.
Yeah.
Don't think there's some sort of spot he can be at that's going to make Rahina not make this political. It's all political. Cut the crap. So then he drops this stay-at-home order. They had to use the word order to make it. But if you really read it, it's a please, please, please don't go out if you don't really need to. And all the essential businesses that were open 24 hours ago, oh, get this, are still open now and allowed to be open.
Right.
All the restaurants. I had a couple of my restaurant people yesterday call me up yesterday and go, does that mean I'm shut down? Because they just heard the stay-at-home order kind of thing. It changes nothing. If you're in that list of essential businesses, including golf and going to the park and going outside – and you're in the hardware business or groceries or food or all those things, those essential businesses, financial stuff, go to work. Do the best you can.
Just like yesterday.
Yes.
Just like yesterday.
They put
stay at home in the subheading with stay at home, stay healthy, and stay communicated or something like that. Stay connected.
Right.
But it doesn't say executive order, stay at home.
And there's no penalties or anything like that.
Not statewide.
I don't know.
With your TPD.
There are. We're going to get to that. So one of my things when I put that story on Facebook about TPD warns of consequences for failure to stay home amid the COVID-19 breakout. Here's my headline for my discussion coming up later is, who would have thought 10 years after SB 1070 that Raheena Romero and her activist police chief might be asking the question, papers, please? Sometimes you become what you hate.
Oh, my gosh. What are you doing on the street? Oh, I'm American.
Look,
oh.
They don't have enough cops to keep you from getting a bullet in your head half the time in this place. They don't have enough cops to keep people from walking into Circle K and just ripping off everything off the thing. So this is what we're going to do. Chief Magnus, who couldn't save you from, and Raheena, who gutted the police department over the last 10 years with Shirley Scott, Paul Cunningham, Richard Fimbres, and Steve Kozacik, and now Paul Durham and then Karen Ulick, the people that gutted the police department, are now going to tell the cops to go bust you if you didn't stay at home? Is that where we're at? That's what it sure sounds like. That's pathetic. Like I told you, I forgot to do it yesterday. The year we had over 100 murders, like someone was getting murdered on the streets every 3 or 4 days in Tucson. What did we do to respond to that? I mean, the way it's looking, we've had, what, 6 deaths in Pima County right now? Well, in the city of Tucson, they had 140. I got to figure out I'll look it up at the next break. Yeah, we had someone dying on the streets being murdered every 3 to 4 days. The FBI called us the most dangerous city in Arizona. Did you see any of this going on? Did you see Chris Magnus come out with a press conference that said, oh, let me change the headline of this KOLD story. TPD warns of consequences for people who kill each other and rip off businesses. When was the last time you saw that headline? When was the last time you saw that press conference? I'm telling you, man, the C team is in charge. And then we got to get to the other fun discussion is who threw their hat to run for Richard Elias's board of supervisor job. So
he what died 2 days ago.
So Richard, if he died, I'm hearing he died in his sleep peacefully, which is an amazing way to go.
Right.
Let's say they found out by 6 o'clock in the morning or 7 o'clock on the morning Saturday. So that would make 2 days later. That would be Monday at 6, and she threw her hat in
Monday
6 hours later?
Yeah.
So let's call it 48 plus 54 hours after he was dead.
Yep.
This person. We'll talk about that before
somebody's positioning over his body, yes.
We'll talk about that. There's one more thing I got to say. Then we're going to talk about all these stories mixed together, which is even better.
I haven't seen that in the news yet, have you?
What?
The one who's running for?
I saw.
I didn't see it last
people
night.
Forwarded me crap from two of the more weak places online.
Yeah, but not it's not on the TV news or in the Arizona.
Yeah, it is. K-Gun had it.
Did they?
Yeah.
That's 1 out of 3. Jeez.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I know K-Gun had it. I didn't. I'm spending. KVOA has problems with their website in the morning for some reason. And I think Matthew Schwartz has got too many good stories that they're loading up onto the website. So we're going to do, I got an author about how to educate America, kind of a conservative's
America.
Vision.
Merck. Merck. Thank you.
I will also announce also today that there's, well, I'll, when we come back, I'm going to tell you the new person banned from the Wake Up Tucson show. So on the eve of our 11th anniversary, I'm going to ban somebody when we come back. So 790-2040, Wake Up Tucson. You're on 1030 The Voice, local news and talk. All right, 6:20 in the morning. The soulful dulcetones of Mr. Brad Delp. Thank you very much. Boston, foreplay long time. Can I say that? Hey, I announced before, I have two people that are banned from the Wake Up Tucson show, right? First of all, Chuck Huckleberry, because he's an employee who goes in front of his, he's the only guy who wants to ask, maybe go and have tough questions where the previous, with Richard, Sharon, and Ramon, they would never sit in this seat. But if two of the three ever sat down with me, he's unbanned. Paul Cunningham is just banned. There's no chance of redemption for Paul. Remember, Paul only wanted to come on when he wasn't running for office. And then when he was running for office, he didn't want to come on. And then he tells Higgins the day after he wins re-election, hey, you want to come back on again? I'm like, go to hell. Now, in union and solidarity, just like my boy Raul. Yeah. Cesar Chavez, real birthday today.
Real birthday. Today's
the day. Because you had to have Monday off to get the three-day weekend, right? Yeah. Si se puede. Rahina's banned. In solidarity with Bill Buckmaster. Rahina Ribeiro, I don't want to see you. You're done.
4 years done.
You used us for your re-election campaign, getting elected as mayor, and then you went on. All you got to do is go on Buckmaster's show and you're unbanned. But the idea that you can't go on Billy Buck's show and you keep having that three-year-old Nate Siegel send out kind of poorly worded emails as part of your response. I mean, if Rahina's the B or C team, Nate Siegel's like the E team. In baseball, Rahina would be Double A. This guy would be Cape Cod League. Or maybe that independent league that the Tucson Saguaros play in. So Rahina's now added to the band Wake Up Tucson gift until she comes on Buckmaster's show. But if you're gonna mess with Billy Buck, you're messing with Wake Up Tucson. So in solidarity with Billy, Rahina, as Michael Corleone said to Tom Hagen at the end of The Godfather, you're out, Tom. That's it. Have a nice freaking day. Oh, third hour, we're going to do, we already did the Tia Gloria book club last week. And the week before that, we did comedy movies. Third hour, after my 8 o'clock interview, I want your favorite, whatever TV shows you're streaming or watching right now. That's going to happen in the third hour today. So give me one or two good ones. Give me two good ones. And give me a little variety. You know, you got like a murder detective one and a comedy. Give me something like that. A little fantasy adventure thing. We're going to do that. That's what we'll go. So I want to know what you're streaming, watching as part of this public service we're giving to the Wakeys. And then remember, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday is a Food Friday. So if you are a restaurant owner, a manager, friend of an owner, family of an owner, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we are going to do, in conjunction with our friends at Visit Tucson, we are going to get the word out about these great local restaurants who, despite everything you've heard post Doug Ducey announcement yesterday, he didn't close a restaurant. They're all open doing what they're doing.
Didn't close anything, really, I don't think.
You are correct, sir.
Thank you. Actually, he just put everything in one page is what he did.
So
called an executive order.
Very good. Very good. So my thing is this, is that if you're a business anywhere near an essential service, you stay open until someone comes and closes your ass down. That's it. That's where we're at. Yes, you should be practicing your social distancing. You should, all these things you're supposed, do it. But at the same time, don't you close down on your own. You close down because it's either the right business decision or someone from the government specifically told you, the state government, not Rahina, that you're closed. Remember that. Nothing changed. And the sad part is, that I put it on the news on my Facebook page. I said, I hope the press doesn't screw this one up.
Did.
Right? And it just, and so I know Doug put it out there as kind of almost a little bit more of a, he's kind of reaffirming to people that they should not, you know, be having house parties or that kind of thing, right? I got it. At the same time, you didn't change anything, but was the level of panic, that the next level that you jumped on there, was that worth it? I don't know. Now, the other part I could say is it better than these mayors that are doing the, I can't stand this phrase. I hate this phrase. You ready? Shelter in place.
I know.
That sounds like we're getting hit by a rocket attack.
They keep making up stuff. Go ahead.
Is that what they use in Israel when there's a rocket attack coming from the Palestinians? I mean, is shelter in place? Is that, any of you guys that lived there during the Cold War bomb thing, that, Ed, were you old enough that they would throw you underneath a...
Yeah, under your table, under your desk. We went out in the hallway.
Tell me, please.
We went down to the hallway.
Now, this is, how old are you?
I'm in...
You're back in PA or here?
Back in PA.
Okay.
I was born in 51, so this was like around 58 or something like that.
Gotcha.
So we're kids, and we're outside our classroom in the hallway with your head down against the wall, in like the corner of the wall and the floor, and your butt in the air, and stay down. That was a fire drill.
That's what I thought.
That was an air raid drill.
Air raid bell.
Yeah.
That's what I think. I think of that when... You say shelter in place.
Shelter in place.
Social distancing. I love that Doug said the least use the phrase stay at home.
Right? There is no shelter in place in this thing.
It's so stupid.
It's scary stuff. They try to use scary words to, you know, come on.
So everyone, nothing, even though.
Who's your Democrat? Oh.
All of you out there. Said that basically make sure you spread the word for all of your friends with businesses who think, oh, should I close down? No, do it up. Doug wants you to go outside. I love how Rahina is going insane about Doug keeping golf courses open. What is that? Because it's a rich aristocratic guy's game, and you know the classic socialist doesn't like the golfer. Look, everyone hits their own ball. Most of the time, put everyone in their own cart if you want social distancing. Fine. Grow up. Yeesh. There's two sides to this. Yeah, there's like three sides to this. Yes, there is the flattening of the curve. I got it. We got it. At the same time, there's how do we not destroy the economy, right? Especially Rahina, all of your, and Chuck and people, all these people. Remember Chuck said only, 70% of his employees are essential? That's right. Why they're...
Right.
Right? Only 30% of them are not essential? Okay.
Pardon me. How does it feel to be non-essential in this world today? Can you say that? Can you actually, is that politically correct to be non? You're a non-essential employee. Go home. I feel hurt by that. Thank you. I'm going to go stay in my home, lock myself in because I'm not essential to you.
Do you know what's so funny about you? We're going to go to break. CBS Bloomberg coming up. You have Setzer Orchestra up, right?
Uh-huh.
So I'm making a list.
Uh-huh.
That has Setzer Orchestra on.
Well, see.
We didn't even talk.
No, we...
Look at that. This is...
We're scary. After 11 years, we're too damn scary with each other. Yeah, here we go.
Tucson, 10:30, The Voice, local. I'm in like a big band mood. I know it's Angus Young's birthday today, but we'll get there. Wake up.
If the air raid sirens go off, then we play a little...
All righty. 6:34 in the morning. You're on the Wake Up Tucson show. 10:30, The Voice. Local news and talk. It's Angus Young's birthday today from this thing called, AC/DC.
DC.
Shirley Jones' birthday today, too, from the
Partridge Family.
Partridge Family. She was in Oklahoma and better things before that. Let's go to line number two. We got Will.
Will number two.
Will number two on line two. Will, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, buddy. For some reason, Ed typed in Will. It looks very cute. Will number two.
That's okay. I'm in solidarity with Ed on this non-essential employee thing. You know, I would be interested in, I don't know if you guys want to do this, but I'd be interested in seeing how many business owners around would call in and tell how many non-essential employees they've got on the payroll. I bet you there wouldn't be too many people that would have non-essential people. I don't recall me having any non-essential people on my payroll unless maybe it was me. So, I don't know. It's something to think about.
It's probably just something that comes from being in government.
Oh, sure. Oh, question. No question.
Oh, that's how they relate, because they have non-essential people in government. There's the ones they send home.
Because when you're a business owner and you got a payroll to make, you're not going to have just 30% of the people sitting around knitting or twiddling their thumbs. I mean, you might have maybe one person, if you had multiple locations, to be like a floating supervisor or two or some along those lines. But to just have people sitting around doing nothing, 30% of your payroll, I don't buy that. But that's the way government works. All right, guys. See you later.
Thank you, Billy. Well, again, we did the math for you last week on the old math on the air, right, which was if that's that's 2,100 employees that Chuck said were non-essential, right? So you take that, and then he has 1,000 ghost jobs that he budgets for. So that's 3,100 times, I'm going to go, I think out the door, if you do average salary plus Benny's, it's got to be 70,000 over at the county. Remember, the average Tucsonan in the city of Tucson per capita income is less than 21,000. Just want everyone to know that. Wow. That's $217 million of unessential employees and ghost employees.
Nice job, Chuck.
Think we could fix some roads with $217 million?
Wow. Soups are hiding him back there.
790-2040. Let's go to Barney on line three. Barney, good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir. Couldn't help thinking, with these non-essential, employees, one of my favorite cartoons ever is Dilbert. The comic
strip. Sure.
Love
Dilbert.
It's hilarious, but years ago he had a strip that said the boss put over the intercom, all non-essential employees can go home early today. Right. And in the last panel, he's looking out his window at the stream of cars leaving the company, and he's thinking, the next round of layoffs are going to be the easiest ever.
Again, it's like I said, it's amazing when people say under times of duress, and the idea that the Chuckster said 30% of his workforce is non-essential.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Bill number two nailed it. Private sector, you weed out whatever is non-essential if you want to make a profit. So it's government.
Say the P word. Oh, you're in Tucson.
Oh.
Can't say the profit word.
Oh, man.
That's a dirty word in Pima County, buddy.
Oh.
You blew it. Thanks, buddy.
I'm banned from the mayor's office, but not from the show.
That's very true. So if you missed it 20 minutes ago in solidarity with Bill Buckmaster that she won't go on his show,
yes.
I've banned her from being on Wake Up Tucson until she goes on Bill's show, and she has to do at least two segments on Bill's show. I'm adding that for her to get unbanned off of Wake Up Tucson.
Yep, okay, two. That makes sense because, you know, I sent it in an email. Here it is. I just punched it up, but due to some worsening conditions of something, non-essential personnel may go home early today, but I sent in an email, when you tick off Bill Buckmaster, the sweetest guy on radio, man, have you stepped in it.
It's true.
He hasn't gotten ticked off in over 30 years of radio, but it took Rahina to do it. So, good band, buddy.
All right, sir. Have a good day, Barney.
You too.
790-2040 is the phone number. Let's go to the mailbag real quick. First and foremost, one of the listeners said Paul Cunningham was a heavy mouth breather when he was on your show. Jim Horn up in Oro Valley. It was fun being under the desk when the sirens went off. Part of our shelter and play. I hate when people say shelter and play.
Shelter and play. It goes back to the film strips, okay? Mimeograph machines, people. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's Rahina. She's, well, not her. Everybody. The whole damn world is doing that. It's a Democrat thing.
I mean,
you think we would make up a name like that? Why? Why? It's like, it's scary stuff that you got.
This hour of Wake Up brought to you by Central Arizona Block, CabcoAZ.com. Three great locations that are still under essential services, Wetmore, Valencia, and out in Sierra Vista. Everyone's doing a lot of home improvement stuff while they're staying at home, and we have great places to do that, which is Cay Bonita on Tanque Verde, of course, Central Arizona Block, and of course, Brad's two places, Quality Pottery down on Old Nogales Highway and Pottery Fiesta up in Catalina, just north and across the street from my friends at It's Greek to Me. Now, Ed, you were looking up the Doug Ducey order, I see. Did you find something that, or are you just, what,
no,
you're just trying to verify?
I needed to save that on this machine in case we ever needed it again. So there it is. It's six pages, and nowhere does it say shock and awe or whatever. What's the words? Stay at home is the, you're just saying.
Again, I guess the part of my brain that says I'm okay with what Doug did is this is the preemptive strike to ever saying the words shelter in place.
Right, that's what I mean, yeah.
That's where I kind of have, that's where I've kind of worked it around in my brain. But in the end, this is the problem, right? When your government people drop things out, the press runs with the most depressing thing they can run with. We're not doing the most depressing, we're just being accurate. Can you do both? I know the better stories don't get as many clicks as the ones where you scare the hell out of everybody. Again, in the Arizona Daily Star with your misleading headline that the damage is done.
Of course.
Matt Neely keeps on saying it every time he talks about it. You had one job to get right, which is just report the news. This isn't even about your weak opinion page. This is report the news accurately. And so in the Arizona Daily Star keeps cranking up stuff, especially inaccurate stuff like they did on Saturday, all they do is scare the hell out of their listeners.
It's all scare tactics,
right? So what is the purpose of that? What, you're going to get more clicks when this is all over? What's going to happen? Your clicks are going to go back to the crap they were before? Where you guys keep telling yourselves you're the watchdog of the community?
Yeah.
Hold on, I got my button for that one.
Yeah, I know, please.
And then it's, you know, so our friend Doug Martin is very happy that they're for Sunday's paper, they're putting in sermons for people who can't get to church, right, because of this whole thing. Well, that's very cute. But, you know, before and after this is all over, they'll go back to being the church hating paper that they were, with Christian hater in charge Fitzsimmons.
Well, they like churches when they buy those ads for about the Sunday
for
services.
Easter? Yeah, for the Easter services. So, again, press, I need you to work hard and be accurate. I need the news directors and editors to say, can you, for every three the sky is falling, can we have one story out there that's maybe a little positive, like, oh, here's a bunch of people who recovered from COVID. Here are people going out of the way to help their neighbor. Oh, look over here, there's people who are driving to deliver groceries to seniors so they don't have to come out of their homes and be possibly infected with this crap. Why that's the hard thing to ask. Is that it? Is that the hard thing to ask? That we just have, for every three the sky is falling story or Rahina hates the governor story, can we have a story about some of the good things that are going on? Because you know something, guys and girls, and the post-mortem of the COVID-19 invasion, the press is going to look even worse than ever before it's all over. I don't know how worse you can get, but you did it. Your behavior in politics since Trump got elected, pathetic. But now, in the midst of this, what are we going to look back? Oh, the press did a great job of fear-mongering. Is that what's going on? I mean, it's absolutely astounding what you guys keep telling yourselves, however good you think you are at what you do. I don't know if I could live with that kind of self-delusion. Or maybe I'd be self... Oh, actually, the problem is I'd be so self-deluded, I wouldn't know I'm self-deluded. That's the problem. All right, 10:30, The Voice, local news and talk. Christy, Simone, and Alexander. Wake up, Tucson. We're going to get through this crap. And then we got to get to the story at the top of the hour. We'll get to the old... who they're going to slam in to replace Richard Elias. Wake up, Tucson, 10:30, The Voice. If you can't get moving to sing, 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 you got problems. I'm just telling you.
Tap your feet. Let's go.
Shoo-ba-doo-ba-doo. 6:50 in the morning. You're on 10:30 The Voice. Local news and talk at Alexander, Christopher D. Simone. If you missed anything, KVOI.com. Speaking of Mr. Buckmaster, the guy I was just saying that I've banned Rahina off the show now since she screwed over Billy. He looked it up at the CDC. Arizona is now one of four states with only minimal flu activity overall. So overall flu activity, we are in the four lowest of the 50 states. So
it's good.
It is. It's very good. And then, of course, this story just came in from Billy number two on ABC News, David Koenig. Gas is cheap, but motorists have no place to go.
Well, yeah. I mean, the kids are home from school. There's no place to go. You're on furlough because you're non-essential, and you still can't go anywhere. Because if you get to San Diego, everything's closed. It's like, what the hell? Brilliant.
AAA on Monday put the national average for gas at $2.01 a gallon, down from $2.69 a year ago. I guess there's some places that are going to head towards, let's say it says, this is from Dallas, Texas. It says some stations were spotted charging under a dollar for a tank of gas. They have a picture of a Gas USA place in Cleveland, Ohio. Mm-hmm. At 97 cents a gallon for gas right now. Mm-hmm. Speaking of bill number two, Ed?
Yes, sir.
Whip out the birthday music. It's Billy's birthday today. So happy birthday to bill number two today. For he's bill number two because he's in the first month of the show, there were two bills who were calling the show. And it was bill number one and bill number two.
How did I miss that?
It happened. So, Bill, of course, a very valuable contributor to Wake Up Tucson over the years.
Day out.
So, I have a great network of human beings who contribute to the show, and Bill's in the inner circle of that, as we'd like to say. So, Ed Alexander, you got your.
No, I got Father Guido Sarducci for some dang reason. I put in happy birthday, and I get Father Guido, which is probably better than most anyhow. So.
You know, I know this Bill guy. He's a real good guy, Father Guido Sarducci. Play it up, Ed, here we go.
Good way to go. Thank you, man. Have another great year. Bless you.
He is the man. Love Billy number two. So happy birthday, Bill. We got to get to some of our... We got to keep the tradition going around here at Wake Up Tucson. Yeah. This day in music history. You know, it's funny. I know on the entertainment thing, you see some of these talk show hosts have to have something to do. I don't understand why they can't be in the studio by themselves. Right? And do an interview with somebody. I don't...
They have to be in their bunker. They have to. It's all for dramatic effect, man.
Watching themselves on their cameras.
I know.
On their cell phone camera, like, I'm quarantining, man, and I'm talking to you know, I'm talking to this this stand up comedian who's just gonna rock your world. You're like, oh my Lord.
That's why we have 4 HD TVs, so you can talk to me on your stinking cell phone from ABC New York. Shut up. I haven't watched network television in 2 years.
All right, we got to get to
for sports.
First of all, on Bill number two's birthday, today is the day that RCA Victor introduced the 45 record.
Yes.
It had been in development since 1940. The 7-inch disc was designed to compete with the LP record introduced by Columbia a year before. Both formats offered better fidelity and longer playing time than the 78. Advertisements for the new record players boasted that with 45, the listener could hear up to 10 records with speedy, silent, hardly noticeable changes.
Hardly noticeable. That's great.
So you played 45s for most
Hell
of your...
Hell yes, forever.
Now,
ever.
How about going to LP? When you were doing like KWFM stuff or whatever, did you have to really kind of find it, cue it up and drop it? You know, if you went a little more deep track, how did that work? Or was that always 45s also?
You still queued it up the same way.
Okay.
You put the needle on it, music starts, you bring it back a quarter turn and and go.
Gotcha.
Let it go or turn it on, and it takes about a quarter turn to come up to speed.
And then... when you got to like KLPX in those days, right? Mm-hmm. So now you're in the You're in the 80s at that point.
Yeah.
That was still 45s.
No, that was albums. That was album rock.
That was album rock.
It was all albums. Yeah.
Were you still around? They had CDs or anything? Did anyone play a CD as part of a?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course.
I wasn't sure how that timed out in your career. So.
No, we played CDs. They had little CDs cartridges that you put the CD in, and you put it in the player. You didn't and then you queued it up with, you know, with a knob to cut 1, 2, 3, 4, whatever.
Gotcha.
And played it. They were more compact discs.
I gotcha.
So somebody's on the phone over here. Excuse me.
Go do it. I got more stuff to do. Johnny Be Good by Chuck Berry was released today in 19.
I am ready for that. Thank you, Chuckster.
And you can leave it on for this entire segment. 1967, Jimi Hendrix set fire to his guitar live on the stage for the first time, appearing at the Astoria in London, England. First night of a 24. Listen to this 24-date tour with Jimi Hendrix. The Walker Brothers, Cat Stevens, and Engelbert Humperdinck.
Stop it!
With Jimi Hendrix.
What a... Oh.
How is that for
Of course he looked great after that, but... Oh, Debbie Downer. Oh,
I always
God.
Love some of those when you go back to your favorite band or artist and you say who he, she, or they... toured with, and you go, well, that makes no sense. But putting Jimi Hendrix and Engelbert Humperdinck on the same tour.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a mix in humanity. What else we got today? Shirley Jones. We already mentioned her birthday. Herb Alpert.
Herb
Alpert.
I'm going to play some Herb Alpert today in the Tijuana Brass.
And then, of course, we talked about...
Angus.
And then...
Christopher Walken, dude.
Is it... Hold it. We just found out today, after doing 11 years of this show, that Bill number two and Walkins are born on the same day. That is the most amazing. Oh, wrong button. Hold
it. Yeah, but.
What?
It's also Al Gore's birthday. There you go. And Johann Sebastian Bach.
Well, that's a pretty good combo.
There you go. We're rocking.
Bill number two and Christopher Walken. Wow.
Wow.
Wow. And then I'll get the... let's go to Jesse real quick. 790.
Got some good news for
you. Let's go to Jesse. Well, it's good and bad news, right? It's the prices are going down because everyone's trapped in their houses. But let's go to Jesse Lugo. Not only our bike in the box guy, but our official gas expert.
Mm-hmm.
Jesse, what's shaking, buddy?
Well, I do want to give you the good news that gas prices will continue to drop. In fact, I can tell you, confirm that wholesale price net delivered to retailers, the majority of, say, Metro Tucson is below $1 a gallon. So it's just a matter of time before that price, you know, hits a pump. But this tells you, you know, why the drop. Well, supply and demand. There's plenty of supply, but there's no demand because nobody's driving.
Right.
You can go from the east side of Tucson, say Wilmont, down to the freeway in about 11 minutes compared to 30, 40 minutes what it used to take, you know, before. But that's the good news for consumers out there.
So where do you think Tucson's going to end up price wise? We got about 30 seconds in relation to a gallon of gas.
Within a week or no more than 2 weeks, about $1.50 a gallon. $1.50, $1.60 a gallon.
Yikes.
And that takes you back down to, Chris, about the last time the prices reached that low were about back in 1990.
Right, when Bronson first got in the office. I didn't say that. I'm so horrible.
I wonder if you can you hoard gas? I mean, what can you do now?
Now they are. Ugh. Thanks, Jess.
You're welcome.
Wake up, Tucson.